7:37 right now in Palmetto Mornings. Right now, 67 degrees, and we're here at Palmetto Mornings. I'm Freddie Hammer with Lucas McFadden. You like the Goo Goo Dolls?
We were excited for them. We get People Magazine, and it said a Goo Goo Dolls has its own doll, so I think they just had a brand new baby.
Oh, how wonderful.
So congrats to them.
To Trevor Resnick. That's the guy from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay, all right. Well, congrats.
Or something like that.
Congrats to that. He's probably listening to us.
I know he is. You know he's definitely. He's on WRHI.com. Comporium 103 is also an opportunity for you to check out Palmetto Mornings.
He's doing them all. But the little one, he's
a
probably
media
up.
Guy.
Yeah, there you go.
She has her own phone, the baby, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're thrilled to bring back into our studios Ben Gare from Habitat for Humanity of York County. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Freddie and Lucas. Congratulations.
No, thanks.
Great to see you.
Oh, I appreciate it. This is a great group, and excited to be part of the family.
Well, fantastic.
Now, you brought your guest with you because today was going to be a Wells Fargo volunteer build. You're going to do this for veterans today, but we have Tiffany McCollum in the house with you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Ben, we did have to worry about the weather, don't we?
Yes, we do. And unfortunately, all the repairs that we're going to be doing, there were going to be three of them in the Paradise community. And because of the exterior repairs, involved a lot of painting. We just can't paint because the paint won't adhere to wet walls, unfortunately. So
this is sort of the expert knowledge that you have, I think, right?
Well, yeah, trial and error. I tried it like three times and it didn't work, so I just gave it up.
Well, it's pretty exciting. We got a chance to be out on a build, so I know what you'd be in for as far as doing stuff. I don't know. It was exciting to be out there and help someone who really needs it.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you folks coming out and working on our new home construction in Paradise or in Rock Hill.
Right.
It was on Pine Burr, and we had a great day. And really, you got some talent here in this radio station, not just talking heads.
You know,
so
me
that's
and
fantastic.
No, what did I have? I had the caulk.
That's right.
Caulk. That's very important.
It is.
When
it's
rainy like this, you don't want it to leak into your house.
Tiffany, have you ever done a build that you or is it would this have been your first chance?
No, I actually have done another one with Wells Fargo in Lancaster County. So this would have been my first one in Fort Mill, and I live in Fort Mill, so
okay.
I was excited.
A pretty quick little commute over there.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about the involvement Wells Fargo takes. I think in addition to Habitat, lots of opportunities to help.
Yeah, we are super excited. We're helping with 100 veterans. From Fort Mill and also in Florida and Seattle. We've donated over $44 million to Habitat for Humanity in the last 6 years. But we're super excited about this special veteran because, one, it's May is Military Month.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking through that. Also, as you know, Wells Fargo is all about our community and being able to do something right here in Fort Mill. So very excited to be with Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm. And Ben, explain to folks how this process goes, how folks qualify for a Habitat home, what's the requirement, because the homeowner has to work a certain amount of hours.
That's correct. And so Habitat's focused on decent and affordable housing, mm-hmm. and as we all know, affordable housing is really almost non-existent here in York County, unfortunately. And so we're really addressing decent and affordable housing. We do new construction, and that's what the group here worked on, but we also do repairs. And so the focus of this Wells Fargo initiative is doing repairs on veterans' homes. And again, there's a financial contribution. There is a voluntary contribution that's expected on the part of each of the people that we work with. And again, in this case, it's going to be veterans that we've identified three in the Paradise community that we'll be working on. And this is we've done more than 50 repairs now in the Paradise community.
Mm-hmm.
So improving the health and well-being and the safety of these homes, a lot of different aspects to our work. From roof repair to electrical repair to HVAC repair to exterior painting, things like that. So we've had a dramatic impact in Paradise, and we're looking to extend that beyond the Paradise community. We're actually going to be doing some work in Rock Hill as well as Clover this year.
It's a fantastic organization, really.
It really is. When you get a process going for the summer, building for this season, is it now to start for next year? I mean, you sort of get everything in place, don't you, as far as working on getting people set doing the builds and the repairs, and then you start working on the next group?
Yeah, we're usually working about 3 months out.
Okay.
with our repair project. So we're now assessing the repairs that we're going to be doing in the Clover area. So we'll have a community meeting out there and invite families who are looking to have repairs done to their homes. They'll go through the process in terms of being approved and things like that. And then we'll launch those repairs in August. We'll start those repairs in August, and then we'll come back and do some more work in the fall of this year with in Rock Hill as well as the Paradise community.
Because of the rain today, what are you going to do? You were going to have a kickoff. What's the process now? You're going to move it ahead?
Back to work for me.
Okay.
But yes, June 13th is our rescheduled day. We've already working with Ben. He's been super helpful in reorganizing that. And then my team, I have 10 branch managers across York County that are coming to be a part of that. And they're super excited to be able to do this for a veteran and then also partner with Habitat for Humanity.
And I'm sure like Wells Fargo and there are other companies that will take on a build project. It's nice to see people outside of their normal work environment. Yeah. And then you learn skill levels, right? I assume like you
learn. Definitely. We're used to being at a desk and talking to customers and not having a hammer in our hand, but we're willing to do it. And it's also great team bonding. And we also want to really show how Wells Fargo supports our community. So it's awesome.
We are so lucky to have companies like Wells Fargo and others that really do step up and help out Habitat as well as other companies and organizations that help the ones that are less fortunate.
Yeah, and, you know, just in York County alone, Wells Fargo has donated over $330,000.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Good job.
Since 2009. Yeah. So they've been a tremendous partner and supporter, and we're so grateful to have their partnership. And, again, this new initiative with Wells Fargo in terms of repairing homes for 100 veterans throughout the country is a great initiative, and I believe that it's only going to expand. They did build a home for us last year as well. Wells Fargo employees came out, and they also contributed $80,000 to build that home. So they have been a tremendous partner for Habitat, and especially in this community. And I guess the message that I'd like to carry is, hey, there are other companies here that can step up and do something. And so Wells Fargo's provided the leadership and the example. So I challenge other financial institutions and other companies to step up to support Habitat and support us in our mission of providing decent and affordable housing right here in the community that you live and work.
Also, you can go and shop at the ReStore. I mean, if you're unable to get out there on June 13th to be a part of it, maybe shopping is the right idea.
Well,
you know, not a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not a shopper myself, but I've got to keep my wife out of the ReStore because
you're home with everything.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you know, we accept donations through the ReStore. So if someone has items that they're looking to that are gently used, we got to be able to resell them, but we take just about everything and anything as long as it has some resale value, and then we use that to support our mission of providing decent and affordable housing in our community.
I've gone in there so many times, and
every day is so different because it depends on what came in. Sometimes you can get nice silverware. I was in there one time, and it was what was left over from Outback, discontinued its serving plates and bowls and everything, and you could have picked up a whole thing of Outback
amazing.
Plates. And I was like, holy smoke, this is great.
Yeah.
I thought it was unique to get like little, you can see little parts of the washer and like little extra things that I don't know what they do, but somebody's like, I need this part, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of opportunities. I guess this is a big area for movies and whatnot. So, you know, they'll actually come in, these companies, and
thanks
buy
to the
things.
Bureau of Tourism and everybody over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, you could come to the Habitat store and buy a couch that you might see in a movie someplace.
That's
cool. So you never know.
Yeah, they come use it and then they donate it back.
Exactly.
A prop.
That's exactly what happens.
And tell folks again where the Habitat for Humanity ReStore is and the hours.
Sure. It's 825 North Anderson Road, Rock Hill. And our hours are generally 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So,
all right.
And again, I would encourage folks that are also looking to volunteer to visit our website, yorkcountyhabitat.org, and you can register and you can actually sign up to volunteer. We have a volunteer calendar, so you can look at that calendar and say, hey, that day will work for me, I'm going to sign up, and make it really easy for folks. Or you can call me at the office, 803-985-9244.
9244. Now, your website, of course, we can check you out on yorkcountyhabitat.org, too. So that's where we'll go, and we'll see you at the Restore, Ben.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, Tiffany McCollum from Wells Fargo. Good job for all of you and your managers and everybody that you work with.
Well, thank you so much for your support. I know you guys have done an amazing job talking through the community with us, and your partnership has been amazing. So awesome.
Well, thanks to everyone that gets involved in Habitat for Humanity, for sure.